Hey guys, welcome back to this Watson chat room. I'm Sean. I'm joined here by my siblings, Craig and Louise.
Every week we upload an episode where we discuss either a movie or a TV programme, and we also take time to answer listener questions and catch up on our weeks.
Movies, question, catch up. Swanson chat room.
You're not singing, Greg?
What? No, no. Come together.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm just going to start the film. I'm just going to start it now, even as a cold open. Right, so this week, hi guys, welcome back.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So this week, we're finishing the trilogy. Can you believe it? Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. Did you ever think we'd make it this far, guys? Wow.
Yeah.
Yep, we planned it. Yeah, this is episode 25. This is quite a big one.
I know. Cry. What?
Amazing.
Cry? I can't stop crying. I cannot stop crying. So I imagine probably most people have seen this film who are watching, but like, if you don't know, the synopsis of the film came out in 2007. It's the same director as the other two. Captain Barbossa, Will Turner, Elizabeth Swann must sail off the edge of the map, navigate treachery and betrayal, find Jack Sparrow, and make their final alliances for one last decisive battle.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. And if you remember in the last one, so this is the third in a trilogy, and in the last one, Jack Sparrow died, eaten by the Kraken.
And I was like, what the hell? Why would they kill him in the second film when it's basically about him?
Exactly. But it was actually a little bit of a bamboozle.
Yeah.
A little bit of a bamboozling.
Yeah.
Never bloody saw it coming, did ya?
So
the film starts like the song we were singing just there at the start. So the film starts like
people are being
with all these people
being
executed.
Yeah,
hanged.
A little boy starts
hanged by the neck. They talk about like right to assembly done. Right to
suspended.
A lawyer done. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they start like all the rights.
They're also suspended. Yeah, and then like so they're all getting hanged, and then there's a little boy who's getting hanged, and he starts singing. He's playing with his coin, pirate coin. And he starts.
That's when he goes, yo ho.
Exactly.
All together. And they all start singing together.
Yeah.
Boys, the
and then, oh my god, it's actually quite freaky because then they start like banging their chains and that, and then all the posh people are like, oh my god, they're singing.
They're singing.
Oh my god,
and
they're all
like, sir. It's like Lord Beckett. Lord Beckett, the singing. Oh, it's about time. I don't understand why he said that.
Yeah, never.
Make it a bit more, give it a bit of an atmosphere.
A bit of a menacing guy. What's he like, this boy?
And then it cuts to like this dark, misty village. Well, that's at the opening credits. And it cuts to this dark, opening village. You don't really know where they are yet. And it has Elizabeth Swann's like in like a disguise. And she's like walking through
she's
this
singing that song
village.
As well.
Yeah, she's singing as well.
Yo ho.
And eventually she's confronted by a group of men who say that you shouldn't sing it if you don't know what it means. And, like, they threaten her. And then Barbossa comes to her aid and she's like, oh, but she's not, you shouldn't do this if you're alone. And he's like, but she's not alone.
What made you think she's alone, Natty?
Yeah.
Exactly.
That was good, Sean.
Thanks.
And then all of them, like, they're like, okay. And then the gang are like, all right, follow me. So Elizabeth and Barbossa, like, follow them. They go, like, hiding away. And then it cuts another group of pirates that are like sneaking underwater, like some more of the main pirates.
Yeah, like the rest of Elizabeth's group.
Yeah, they're like,
yeah, you see, like they're all like got like a little snorkel, but they got like a shell on their head.
Yeah.
Apart from the bald guy, has nothing on his head because he's just bald.
He's just on his head.
A little bit classic banter.
And also has like the witch.
Theodorma.
Yeah. She.
Theodalma.
She's also she's walking through the street and she's a disguise.
And she's going about by herself.
Yeah.
He's got like a little cart. It's like got like a little monkey playing like the little Davy Jones song.
Yeah,
is it not?
I think so. And then Swan and Elizabeth follow these dudes, and they go into a building. And they have to hand in their weapons, and then Elizabeth have like tons of weapons, but eventually she hands them all in.
And that's when she meets the captain,
yeah.
Sio thing.
they go to go into the sauna, and then when they go in, like people like covered in like the mold you see like Davy Jones's shit.
Yeah.
The people who are sitting in the like the spa, they have like coral growing on their faces and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, "Welcome to Singapore."
Yeah.
Where they were.
In Singapore, well,
that's why they say that.
Oh.
And I remember they have like the trailer for this film coming out, and that was quite a big part of it, but it's not really a part of the film. So like, whenever I think about this film, I say, "Welcome to Singapore." And everyone's like, "What are you talking about?" Because it's not like a big line in the film, but it's a big line in the trailer.
Yeah, I never even realised.
Yeah.
Oops.
And they're talking about like how like, oh, like, what a coincidence that you guys show up on when my uncle's thing was broken into only last night. And they're like, and they pull someone out of this well, and it's Will. But
Will was the thief.
He's the thief.
Oh my god, how long was he holding his breath for?
Ew, yeah.
And then,
I can't follow that.
Well, but then Barbos is like, he gives him a coin saying that it's time. And he says all the nine pirate kings have to come together. Because that's the only way they can beat Davy Jones and the East India Trade Company.
Yes, yeah. So he needs to get some of their crew.
And they also, but to get all the kings, they seek the map. They need a map to get Jack Sparrow back from Davy Jones's locker because he's one of the kings.
One of the princes, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pirate lords.
One of the pirate lords. That's it.
And then
they're all like a
standoff.
We see the guy. It was one of these. There's an Asian man standing there, and his like tattoos are obviously not real because they start running because it's so hot in the room.
Yeah.
So Xiao Feng's like, he thinks that he's a baddie. He's like on the same team as Barbossa and all that stuff. So he grabs him. He's like, "Everyone put your weapons down, I'll kill the man." He's like, "Kill him. He's not one of ours."
He's like, "Who is he?" And then the trade company burst through.
No, a big fight breaks out.
A fight ensues. And then during this fight, there's a big massive fight, everyone dying. And Will explains, during this fight, Will manages to get to a point where he's with the Singapore Pirate King. And he explains to him that
He needs to do a deal with him.
Yeah, he needs the pearl to free his father, and he doesn't care about the others, so he'll do a deal with him.
Yeah.
And then the guy who's the Lord's like friend, Lord Beckett's like right hand man, hears him say this, so he knows that like, they've got a deal going on.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And then because they made this deal, the Singapore King gives Will a ship and a crew.
Yeah,
it's all good, and so they all escape, and it cuts jump cuts. To Davy Jones' ship bursting from the sea, and it's just destroying another ship's.
Yeah, I was so confused at that. Like, that was like a really short scene, and it just came out of nowhere. And never really had any explanations.
Well, it's just to be like
traumatic.
It's showing that like the Cutler, that Beckett, because presumably those people are pirates, and Beckett's making Davy Jones hunt another pirates.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's holding him hostage because in the end of the last film, the guy Norrington handed over
the heart.
Davy Jones's heart to this guy Cutler Beckett, who's the head of the East India Trading Company, was like, "There you go. Now I can be a soldier again."
Yeah.
And ends up regretting it, but
after that, it cuts to the trade company. It's talking about stuff. I can't remember what they were talking about.
Neither.
I don't remember.
Then why did you bother mentioning it?
No, because I'm trying to see if I even remember. Because it cuts to the East India Trading Company. Like, they're talking about Beckett gets his sword.
Yeah, they're talking about like, well, they established that Elizabeth's dad's still there, part of the group, but like they don't really like him. They're trying to get rid of him.
Yeah.
And Beckett, like, not Beckett. Yeah, Beckett is like, "Here's the plan. Don't tell him, whatever. Like, we all know there's a little bit of secret stuff going on, but we won't tell Elizabeth's dad to keep him in the dark."
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Well, he's like a bit of a liability.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Right.
And then it cuts to like the ship. It's like in the snow and stuff.
Yeah, the ship.
Wee monkey's going.
Yeah,
like,
the monkey
shivering monkey. And then the two pirates are mourning about like, "Oh, I don't understand why you can't just bring Jack back. I don't understand how like the witch, I can't remember, I've forgotten her name again.
Theodorma
brings Jack back, like how they brought Barbossa back because she managed to bring Barbossa back from the dead." And she explains that
he's like, "Barbossa was just dead, only dead."
Whereas
Jack's in the locker.
He's in a locker, which is worse than death.
Yeah, he's in purgatory. Like, is this when we cut to Jack for the first time?
Yep.
Yeah. And it's like him
no, not yet.
Talking. Okay.
because it looks, it cuts to Will like working out where to go, and then they work it out, kind of, and then it cuts to the trade company, and then it cuts again to the East India Trade Company going to the ships that David Jones just destroyed.
Oh yeah, explaining that he's like a loose cannon.
Yeah,
David Jones.
Yeah, I told you. I told. I mean, survivors.
The Dutchman sails as the captain commands.
Mm-hmm. And then it shows Davy Jones crying, and he's like,
he's playing the
annoyed
piano. He's trying to start playing, yeah, and it makes him cry. And the tears turn him, but it makes him angry.
Yeah, he's like, why am I crying?
Grr, why am I crying?
And then the, the trade company say to him, like, because they have the heart, they have to do exactly as they say.
And he's like, I will not have the chest on my ship.
See that bit where he's like, they bring out the chest, and I was like, I wanted to, David Jones to grab Beckett by the neck with his big claw hand and be like, what do you think you'll be able to get that chest open and stab that heart faster than I can cut, like, faster than I can snip your neck or something like that, something like, because he could very easily have done that.
Yeah, well, Sean, that would be a nice little twist.
A dark, dark twist. I'm like, oh, Sean, you're so dark.
Really? The company are like saying like the power they have over him, and it says, remember what we made you do to the Kraken, because they made Davy Jones, must have made him kill, get rid of the Kraken.
Like, yeah, remember what I made you do to your pet.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh no. And then you can see him like look all sad, like, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Oh no. Oh no.
And then that's when it cuts to like Jack Sparrow.
Not yet. And then it cuts to Elizabeth and Will like looking out of the ship, and they can see this something. They don't know what it is. And then they find out there's like this giant waterfall. And then it's like, Barbossa's like, we have to go straight for it. Will's like, we need to stop the ship. And then eventually they go off the edge, which is like the world's end. And then it cuts to white for Jack.
Yeah. We see Jack like on the Black Pearl, which was destroyed at the end of the last film. He's on the ship now, but there's like 12 of them all over the ship. They're all like, he's every person in the crew, and he's ordering himself around, doing all these various things. And then we see him like have a little bit of back and forth with the various parts of himself, and he's playing like different characters. One of them's like a chicken, one of them's like a goat.
Yeah, they're all like different versions of himself.
And then eventually, like, it cuts, like, it fades away, and then he's just talking to himself.
It's just going crazy.
So on his bloody head.
And then he jumps off, after that, he just jumps off the pearl. He sees a rock, he just throws it away, and he starts to walk away, and he turns around, and the rock's right behind him. And then he picks it up, throws it away again, and then the rock like takes up, lets his little moves around. It's a little crab,
little crabby, and the crab goes up to the rest of the crabs. Was like, get up, guys, we're going to go and do this. And then they push, they like propel the ship forward.
Yeah, because Jack like, sees, he tries to pull the ship, but he can't. And then he sees one of the crabs, he just like faints, and then all the crabs start moving the ship, and then that makes him wake up.
They ride it off the side, and then that's cut with like, they like the other crew arriving on the beach.
Yeah, the main Barbossa and all that. They arrive on the beach at the world's end, and it's like, we're never gonna find them. He's like, no, I think you'll find them quicker than what you think. And it just, you see Jack's boat appearing on the hill from all the crabs pulling it, and he's on it.
Yeah, like all the crabs kind of crawl into Tia Dorma's dress, and we're like, well, does she have something to do with it then?
Yeah, something going on.
She's quite powerful, it seems like. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, so then Jack thinks they're all, like, a hallucination, and they're like, nah, it's real.
Yeah, he thinks, yeah. And
it's quite a funny scene, because he's like
real
going through.
Once he sees Elizabeth.
Yeah, well, he's going through all of them, and they're like, I'll take you, but not you, and then you, and then you, and you. But then, like, Barbossa's like, where you be sailing, Jack? And shows on the map, and he's like, okay, well, I'll go then.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they get on Jack's ship.
Yeah, they got on the Black Pearl.
And
then they're both shouting like, I'm the captain, no, I'm the captain.
Both captains start arguing, who is the actual captain?
He's like, no, you're more of a map man. Yeah, classic.
Navigation guy.
That's the time where Will finds out that Elizabeth actually had left Jack on the ship to die.
Yeah.
And he's like,
cool. I'm like, oh, okay. But then and then Will's like, I can't believe you lied to me, even though. So then they're sailing in the land of the dead. In David Jones' locker, they're sailing around, and then the two idiot pirates, I can't remember their names, but we call them pirates, and then they look over the side, and they're like, there's all these like, witches, like, kind of like little floaty spirits floating past.
Under the water, yeah.
And Theodorma was like, oh, that's the spirits of the people that David Jones was meant to look after, but he doesn't bother anymore, because he's a bad afterlife guy.
Yes.
More like, oh, spooky. A bit more like understanding of Davy Jones. He's not only is he's like the devil of this kind of world, but he doesn't even like care.
Literally.
The devil. And then, like, off screen earlier, there was a little tiny scene where Cutler Beckett was talking about how he wants to get rid of Elizabeth's dad. He's like, oh, he's run his course. He's like, not worth it anymore. Because he's starting to realize about the heart and what the heart is.
Yeah.
Because he just has like the heart sitting on his desk like all the time, like this little thump. I presume it's like something thumping away.
Oh yeah. Boom
boom. Yeah. So then they're sailing more in the afterlife, and then they look over the side and see all these little boats going past, and then Elizabeth's like, "We must have made it back. It's my father. It's my father. He's there." And it's like, and Jack's like, "We haven't made it back, lass," or something like that.
He's dead.
He's dead. That's his spirit.
He's dead.
Dad, come on the ship, come on! And then he leaves and he's going to sail the sea for eternity.
He's like, I love you, Elizabeth.
I don't understand why he couldn't have went on the ship though, but anyway.
Because he's dead.
Yeah, but
so is Jack.
So is Jack and Bubbles, so.
Yeah, but like that's a special different thing. Because Elizabeth's dad didn't die at sea, but he still went to Davy Jones Locker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you don't know how he died. They could have thrown him off the ship.
True, but he wasn't a pirate.
Yeah.
And which I would be cool if like when they went to David Jones' locker, there was like other people there.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
But obviously, no, they didn't bother doing that.
Well.
Yo-ho, all together.
So then they're like, they start to rock the ship back and forward to make it tip upside down, and those two stupid ones are like, "Yeah, we'll tie ourselves somewhere facing the right way up."
Yeah, like it doesn't really make sense looking at it for a second, and you're like, actually, but like, surely if you turn around, then they'll be the wrong way again.
Stupid.
Stupido. Why are you so stupid?
And then you see that green light again go across the sea, and then the ship appears on the right way up of the water again.
Exactly.
And they're back.
And they're back. It's nice. It's nice.
Yeah.
It's worth mentioning as well. Like, the governor guy. Governor Swan, Elizabeth's dad, had mentioned as well that whoever kills the heart becomes the captain.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of like a big, prominent...
Captain of... Point of well, who they replaced Davy Jones.
Yeah. The Dutchman must have a captain.
Who will it be?
Who will it be? Yeah, so, like, it's quite... I quite like the way this whole film is based. Because now they've got Jack back, they're going to go, and it's, like, it's framed not as, like, such a small war anymore. It's, like, this is, like... For our way of life, we're battling for our way of life now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're fighting for everything we have. So eventually they make it back to the living world, as you said.
Yeah.
They find this little...
island.
This island. And then that's where they have the kraken, the giant squid kraken that's just lying there on the beach.
Yeah, wait, what dead. Was that?
It's kraken.
That's the kraken.
Was that another film?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing that eats Jack.
Oh, why was it dead?
Because Beckett made Davy Jones kill it.
Oh my lord. Really?
We just talked about
that.
Said that,
yeah.
Crikey.
Oh,
didn't realise they were the same thing.
Yeah. But then, as they're on the thing, they're looking around for water, and then Cao Feng, the Singaporean warlord, he comes there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we find out Will reveals that he had, that he lied.
Yeah, the only reason he's gone with them is because he needs the pearl.
So he hands over Jack. There's a bit of like, and then Jack goes to go and see Beckett in his ship because he's also there.
Yeah.
It's like, here's the plan, blah blah blah. And they make a deal with each other, like, I will get you to the pirate lord's thing,
mm-hmm.
the hideout. Eventually, well, like he's gonna try and like find his way because he's a pirate. It's the whole they're constantly betraying people in this. It's like constant double crossing, and then. They're talking about like the 9 pieces of 8 and stuff, and Beckett wants to know all about it, and he's like, I won't tell you anything, I'm just going to show you where they are and you can come deal with it. And then on the deck of the other ship, they're talking about Barbossa's like, we've got a secret weapon, talking to Feng. He's like, we've got the goddess Calypso, and kind of gestures over to Elizabeth, and we're like, oh, is Elizabeth some kind of mythical creature? Is she or like, is he just lying? I'm like, he's probably just lying. But then Feng's like, oh yeah, of course, must be her. So he's like, I'll leave you guys alone if you give me her.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, cool, whatever.
She's like, okay, I'll go with them if that need be.
If that's what needs be, I'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah, which is fine. Start fighting again.
Do they?
Yeah. There's a lot of fighting in this one, I tell you.
Actually, it is Bart. Oh yeah, actually, yeah. And then yeah, Jack escapes from the ship,
yeah.
From the Commodore ship.
And goes back Beckett. To their ship with everyone else.
Yeah, and then they all run away. And then, yeah, so Elizabeth's on the ship with Cao Fang. He's talking about, like what, like, who Calypso is. So we, like, so we can understand it as the audience, but also, like, she doesn't know who it is either, but
yeah,
he thinks that
she
is her.
Calypso, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. About how, like, the first pirate court, like, bound her in human form so they could, like, take the sea for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Not have her dominate it.
Yeah, because she's, like, the
Wait,
ocean
she's a god.
Goddess.
Yeah.
Yeah. She, like, owns the sea.
Yeah.
So then they're, like, so Fang's like, I don't think they should have done that. Like, I'm going to free you. Like, well, my plan is to free you. But then, like, it's in this, like, sauna, and they're, like, he ends up, he died. How does he die again?
He gets attacked.
He gets hit by a cannon.
Yeah, like a cannon blaster, and a big log goes right through him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I name you the captain.
And he gives her the necklace.
Gives her one of the 9 pieces of 8.
Yeah. And then he dies.
Now she's in charge of this.
And then, who's it that attacks them? Is it the trade company? Was Davy Jones? I can't remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, and they go...
Yeah,
and they go...
They're both on the same team, so it doesn't really matter who it is. Yeah.
And they go, who's the captain? And then they'll point at Elizabeth, so then they're all arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
Elizabeth's so locked up.
Yeah. Like, the whole, like, so, like, that, now, she's the leader of this... of the Singaporean crew,
mm-hmm.
and then she gets put down in the brig of the Dutchman. They're all sitting in there, where she finds Bootstrap Bill.
Yeah,
yeah, he's in the wall now. He's become so much of a shit.
Yeah. Like, throughout the film, he starts to, like, we see him lose his sense of self.
Yeah, definitely.
He fades away. Part of the shit, part of the crew. He keeps saying stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the shit, part of the crew, part of the shit, part of the crew. And then, yeah, he, like, talks to Elizabeth, like, oh, I know who you are, like, blah, 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 my son, he's going to come save me. And she's like, he's going to kill himself trying to save you. And he's like, oh, well, don't bother doing that then.
Yeah,
but then he, like,
if
forgets
Will
instantly.
If Will saves me, then he'll lose you.
Yeah.
And he goes back into the
he forgets so, again.
Yeah.
He tells her that Will must not come. By killing Jones, he will bind himself to the ship. Yeah, so he, like,
yeah.
He's like, oh, the Dutchman must have a captain. We see, like, Norrington, who was the guy in... He was the villain in the first one, and then he's kind of, like, part of the crew in the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the guy who hands over the heart.
Mm-hmm.
He was engaged to Elizabeth in the first one, but he's like, yeah, James Norrington. He ends up freeing Elizabeth and the rest of their
crew. Because Elizabeth gillied him saying he'd taken the wrong side when I was like, I'm picking my side.
I'm picking a side.
Yeah.
And then they, like, kind of all run away off the back of the ship while he defends them. And he stays behind for, like, absolutely no reason. He could have very easily went with them.
Yeah,
Elizabeth's like, come on, James, come with us.
Come on, James. James, come on then. But then Bootstrap Bill's like, part of the ship, part of the crew, part of the ship, part of the crew.
Yeah.
He just kills
him.
Absolutely ganks him.
Oh my
God. And then David Jones is like, Admiral Norrington, do you fear death? And he stabs him. And he's like, ha ha ha.
Guess not.
But nothing happens, though, because he's not got a heart to be killed.
And then he says, I guess not, and he just lets him die.
Yeah. I guess not.
Then,
the next bit, Shipwreck Cove?
Yeah, because, this is when we find out about Tia being a fishwife.
Yeah. Yeah, they say she's a fishwife. Like, get this fishwife out of my face.
And then that's when you're like, ooh, who was her husband?
Yeah, literally. Like, who, was David Jones is, like, fish man.
Yeah, so, wow, that might be a coincidence.
That'd be a bit of a coincidence, eh? And then, Tia Dalma, is it at that point where they reveal who she is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We find out she's known as Calypso.
Barbossa calls her
Barbossa. She is Calypso.
Calls her Calypso.
Barbossa calls her Barbossa.
Barbossa calls her Calypso.
Come on, Barbossa. But yeah, she is, Calypso. Wait, so at Pirates Cove is, like, it's a really cool scene. I like the whole thing. Obviously, then we see as well that Jack's leaving, like, a trail for them to follow.
As well leaving a trail.
Well.
No, is it Will? I thought it was Jack leaving the trail.
Because there's a confrontation, remember, and then whilst Will's doing it, and Jack says, like, Have you not wondered why I haven't set off the alarm yet? I haven't told everyone else what you're doing. And then Will, Jack pushes Will off the ship.
Yeah, because Jack breathes in his face, and then Will ends up on the posh ship.
The posh.
Will's doing it because he's also made a deal.
Yeah, there's deals aplenty going
so
on.
So many
here,
deals.
Absolutely.
Everyone backs.
Tell me about it.
Everyone double crossing everybody in this.
Can't keep up.
Absolutely, can't he keep up? So then, I quickly at this. So we get to the place, and they're like, it's this massive fortress. It's huge.
Yeah.
It's like this incredible giant fortress that doesn't look like it should be standing. It does not look very secure at all. But they're all inside it at this big massive meeting table, and it's like all the different factions mm-hmm. of different pirates. It's got like some like African ones, some like East Asian ones, some West Asian ones.
Yeah, it's just,
some like one of them's like French.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just pretty cool.
Yeah, has everyone. It's cool to think like all the different. Because obviously, like, normally when you think of pirates, you think of like white pirates, but like obviously there'll be.
That's just from
well, nowadays
all
you think of like
the books
Somali pirates or whatever.
Yeah.
But
that was such a cool thing about it was that it's mental to think that it was the outlaws who were the ones who didn't discriminate.
Yeah. But it's like it's quite cool. The Asian woman, I can't remember what her name is, but she's based off a real like pirate
woman.
Pirate lord who used to run the South China Sea, which is just a bit south of China.
Well, the guy, we're just about to get to the scene where he comes in. The guy with the black beard, he looks like Blackbeard. I don't know if it.
Well, Blackbeard is in the next one. Like, do you know, like, well, like that character? He's not in it just yet, but like, so they're talking about how they need to, blah blah blah. They're like, they all have different options. Like, we should fight. We should turn and fight, or we should do this. We should just sit in this fortress. We'll last forever. But then, like. If they sit forever, then like eventually they're gonna have to leave, and there's nowhere to go.
Yeah, they've lost the sea.
So they've lost the sea, exactly. But so then, like, we have to turn and fight, and then, but like, well, only according to the law, only the captain can do a fight. It's like, oh, I need to see this law. I don't believe you, Barbossa. You tell him, show me the law. And then that's when this guy, Captain Feig, or I think his name is, he comes out. Captain Teague, who is played by Keith Richard, who is like he's the guitarist of the Rolling Stones.
Oh no way!
Yeah. And he's Jack's dad as well.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure watching that. Is it Jack's dad or Jack's brother? But it's Jack's dad.
I was going to say, they look exactly the same.
I'm pretty sure he's like 40 years older than Jack.
Okay.
Like he's in his 70s.
Right.
Exactly. Ooh, okay.
I think, well, Jack says something. Anyway, yeah, he comes out with a book. This big, massive, real book for all the pirates.
Yeah.
And he looks through it, and it says that the king has to make that decision. The king can make the final
decision.
They have
to, like, but there hasn't been a king elected in like hundreds of years.
Yeah,
so, like,
because everyone
it's
just everyone
happen.
Votes for themselves.
Yeah. It was like Mizumbaji votes for Mizumbaji, whatever that kind of stuff.
So then,
yeah, that was funny.
Then they have a big election. Everyone's voting for themselves as per, and then comes to Jack at the end, and he votes for Elizabeth Swan.
So that means she got two votes, so she wins. Everyone's like, what? You vote for me?
Oh my god.
That's like, sorry.
So that means Elizabeth is like, sorry, that's the way it goes. Elizabeth now is the captain,
the king
of the pirates. King of the pirate court.
Yeah, she's a king, which doesn't make any bloody sense. So she's a girl.
Which is a girl. Well, she could still be a king.
Okay.
Okay, if you say so. But she like, she's like, okay, we go to war. We're going to fight so we can run.
Yeah.
That oldest of pirate traditions, I fight so I can run. That's what Jack says.
Yeah, and this whole scene's like intercut with Davy confronting Calypso in a cage on the ship.
Yeah,
because
we
kind of
like
that's
get a
when
bit
you
more
find
understanding
out,
of what's happening between them.
That they were the ones that loved each other, and
they were the pair.
But Davy Jones is like, he'll only accept anything if Calypso's murdered.
Which... Yeah, like, but we know that we're like. He's like, I went 10 years of service, 10 years a good year, 10 good years, and then I came out to land and you weren't there. She's like, it's in my nature, that's what I do. I'll be like, that's not a good reason. I just, you know, that's what I'm like,
that's
you know.
That's a silly excuse.
I'm just a bad person, you know what I'm like.
Yeah, but
like,
then David Jones is like, I don't love you. And she's like, then she touches him and he comes back to human.
Yeah.
He comes to human form.
That was so cool. I was like, holy moly.
When I used to watch it, I was like, why does he look so weird? But then it's just Bill Nighy, the guy who plays him.
Yeah.
Okay, it's just that. It's just what he actually looks like.
Why does he look so weird?
I remember when I watched it because I didn't know who he was. I was like, why is he just like some random guy? I thought he'd be like some like big weird looking guy, but no, it's just like some normal.
Oh
human.
Right, yeah, normal.
Yeah, but that's the whole point. Yeah. It's just a normal guy who's.
Yeah,
bad.
I suppose.
Because then it seems
it,
like
this is the first time watching it where I was like, oh, right, that's obviously Bill Nighy.
Yeah, silly.
Silly me.
Because when he comes back to like, being a normal human, it's almost as if like his emotions change too. Like he starts to get more, like. Sympathetic and stuff, but yeah. Then it just snaps back when he turns into an octopus. No, wait, was he?
Yeah, he's just like he's an octopus head. He's got a big claw. And he's got a bit of everything.
Yeah, he's just a fish.
He's a fish boy, fishy boy. Yeah. But like, I quite like that scene though, because it establishes he had just earlier established as well that it was Davy Jones that betrayed them. That yeah. betrayed her, sorry, and then told the pirate court how to do it.
Yeah.
I'd be curious just like how old Davy Jones is then. He said the first pirate court, like, in the 1600s, so he must be, like, at least 300 years old then.
Oh my gosh.
No, sorry. No, like, 100 years old. Right, I don't know. I didn't put 100 years old, but he made that up. Totally made that up.
Right.
Because it's definitely not set in the 1900s, so.
Right,
I don't know why I said that.
Well done.
He's probably, like, 150 years old, something like that.
Yeah, and Theodore was, like, presumably, like, ageless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite a nice little, they're having a little moment. Yeah. We understand, that, like, they're a bit complex relationship.
Death
and but like it can end be like my heart belongs to you. He just he still loves her. He does still love her.
Yeah.
But I feel like because if he's apologizing, but like she betrayed him as well.
No, but yeah.
They betrayed each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's all like I'm sorry I didn't blah blah blah. He's like I'm sorry I'll try and forgive you. But then like, she's just like yeah that's right. He's not like
not
yeah I'm sorry
way.
Too.
Not the right way to respond.
He'd a bit give and take, eh? He'd a bit give and take.
Exactly.
He'd a bit give and take.
So then the other guys are like, right, let's go and fight.
Yeah, so then Elizabeth, Jack, Barbossa, Beckett, Davy Jones, and Will all go to this parlay. So it's 3-on-3. So like Jack, Barbossa, and Elizabeth are on one side, and then Beckett, Davy Jones, and Will are on the other side. But see, like, Davy Jones is like in a bucket.
Yeah, because he can't go and land.
But that's like a touch of terrible way, because like surely he could just do that every day then.
No, but like but he can't move around though because someone else has to pick up the bucket for him.
Yeah, I'm sure like that it would hire someone to do that if it meant that he could see his wife or whatever. It's like he just doesn't. It's a massive plot hole. I
think. No, but there might have been a way around it though because like the island was a like, part of the sea, like it was just raised above.
Well, every island's part of the sea then.
Oh, I don't know. Sure, it's a film.
Just a film. Okay, what, guys? Just a film. That's like our good catchphrase. We just go, it's just a film.
Anything you don't understand, it's just a film.
Just a film.
And then they do a trade. They're like, I'll trade you, Will, for Jack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Jack's like, what? And everyone else is like, done.
Yeah.
Easy.
Done. And then you see Will, David Jones is just something like smiling at Jack. Like
ew. And then, so Jack's in the Flying Dutchman and he's all like locked up in that.
He's hallucinating again.
Yeah. And then he sees one of him come out of the wall. He's becoming part of the
ship. Part of the crew, part of the ship, part of the crew.
Crikey, honestly.
Christ alive, man. Christ alive.
And then everyone else is making the potion thing to release Calypso.
Yeah,
From
your human bonds. That's where they actually tell you what the pieces of eight are. Because like, earlier at the big pirate meeting, they all gathered their pieces of eight. We're like, why? Mm-hmm. And it's like, it sounds a bit better than just eight pieces of whatever we're having to have on us at a time.
Silly
Billy. And then so like we understand now what all these different pieces are for. And then Barbossa steals the piece off Jack before he is taken away to the Dutchman. Yeah. So they all like put the pieces in the thing and they try and light them on fire. And they say, like, all you have to do is say the incantation, Calypso, I release you from your human bonds. And Barbossa's like, Calypso, I release you from your human bond. And then everyone's
nothing
and like,
happens.
That's what happens. And then the guy, the idiot, one's got one eye, he's like, you're doing it wrong. You have to do it like, Calypso, I release you from your human bonds. And it works.
And then it works. Hey, his was so insignificant and that's the one that worked.
Yeah.
And then she grows.
Yeah, she grows huge, and they're like, it's happening, it's happening! This is it, this is it. Wait, but then, he grows.
But some massive. Does somebody not stop her and like they're like Calypso, who betrayed you or something?
Yeah, Joel's like Calypso, who was it that betrayed you? She's like, name him, and he's like, Davy Jones.
And then she gets more angry.
She's like,
yeah, that was weird.
I understand what she's saying. She's like, I don't like
her. Which is a
thing
voice.
They do all the time. Like whenever you make someone really big, they have to have like a ridiculously deep voice. But
yeah, I don't like it.
You can't understand what they're saying then.
Yeah.
She's speaking the same language as Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, she'll
Uber
beep solo.
Exactly. Who put you to your like Han Solo?
Han Solo. It was Hans. Name him.
Han Solo. Oh, Han wrong solo. Film.
You know, have you seen like, you know, about the bit in Star Wars A New Hope where it's like, They recut it recently, and a guy, and then Greedo, just before Greedo gets killed, he goes McClanky.
Yeah, yeah. It means like McClanky. It means like you're a mother or something.
Your mother, McClanky.
Your mother, it's shot.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Because they had to find a reason for Han Solo to kill him, which is just not. Stupid, yeah, it's just wrecks the character. But anyway.
Okay, and then there's a Calypso like becomes like a million crabs.
Yeah.
She like just falls apart into like a million crabs, and it's like quite a cool scene, I think, because it's like a flowing. It's so many crabs; it would probably like destroy the ship with how many crabs it is.
Yeah,
tons.
Because she like, and she's so big as well. She like, I'm surprised she doesn't just fall through the deck because it's just like some wood.
I know, but she's like, she's like a god though, so you can just do whatever she wants.
Yeah,
she hates them as well. So why would she bother like saving the ship?
Yeah, I suppose.
Crikey.
But she like, so yeah, she like goes into the water, and they're like, our last chance has just escaped, has ran away from us or whatever, has left us.
Yeah.
Then, but then, so we're like, so now she, at least she now knows that Jones was the one that betrayed her.
Yeah.
Which is bad news. Bad news.
Mm-hmm. For old Dave.
She vanishes. And then we see that this big, it's called a maelstrom, like a giant, like a tornado in the water.
Yeah.
Starts spinning up. And we're like, oh, wow. Like,
it's not over.
And the Dutchman and the Pearl both go out into the maelstrom to meet.
To fight.
In the maelstrom. They're fighting. Like This is like an epic scene. Like, this scene is like really well done, I think.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on. But like you understand everyone's motivations quite well. You understand where everyone's going. Like, obviously it's quite a chaotic situation, but like, it's easy to follow, I think, because they like have all the different threads neatly intertwined.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Like, it could very easily like go into like
you could get lost so easily, yeah. But it's someone to keep you all focused.
Yeah, it's like an epic. That's like that's the scene. Like, when I think about these films, I remember that scene. I'm like,
yeah.
And obviously, I remember the famous line, "Welcome to Singapore."
Yeah. Bring that one back.
Yeah, but I'm trying to make it a thing. Welcome to Singapore.
Oh no!
Whenever you go to Singapore, you go welcome to Singapore.
Yeah, every time.
Every time,
you would know. Like,
I would know because I've seen the film. But it's quite a good film. I like this scene. It's kind of hard to talk about because there's just so much going on. But like,
it's
Jack eventually escapes from the.
Jack gets off the boat and then he's like spinning around and he falls. He goes to get the chest. Davy Jones goes after him. There's a big fight ensues. Then. Oh, during this fight, also, Will is also fighting Bootstrap Bill, but Bootstrap Bill's so lost in the ship that he doesn't really realise that it's his son. He's just so...
And also, what the hell with Will asking Elizabeth to marry him?
What? Like, I think it's just, like, so that the end of the thing can work. But, what? Like, yeah, I get it. Like, it doesn't really make any sense, because like, they've not been getting on for what seems like months.
No, yeah, and maybe wait till the fighting's done.
But, like, it could maybe think like it might not end. This might be
yeah,
it.
Maybe. Yeah, this is the end. It's what you said, like, you bet it's like it might never get a chance again.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair.
It's like it's alright. It's alright.
And then Barbosa okay. does the little ceremony.
And now I pronounce you just kiss.
Just kiss.
So you may now ting 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 ting, and they're all fighting each other. Ting 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 ting. You may now kiss. Just kiss.
And then what? Then, but Bootstrap Bill's been nasty to Will.
Bootstrap being nasty. We're trying to kill him. You mean?
Yeah.
He's being nasty to him. Will beats him. Will like defeats his dad and puts him like knocks him back a bit, I think he like, clunks his head against the whatever the side. He's sitting there chilling. And this whole time, like, obviously there's cannonballs flying everywhere. Everything's going off. Pop, pop, pop.
Yeah,
it's all happening.
Mad and then teams.
David Jones is now fighting, like, for the chest because he has the key. We got it cut off. So like, the key is loose somewhere now. We don't know where the key is, but then Jack has the chest. And then we see Will tries to save Elizabeth.
Yeah.
But it gets knocked onto the ground by David Jones. After he gets stabbed through the back, he's like, he says something like, "Did you think that would kill me?" But like, he like the sword just goes straight through him and he bends it, so he can't get it back out because obviously there's no heart there to kill. And he's like, and he kind of like he does like this little spin kick with his little crab leg.
Like, oh yeah,
knocks him back.
I was like, that's quite a good one actually.
You got a good move, yeah. But then it gets so weird as well how like some of the like, we talked about this last time, like how what the mechanics of the people are like because. Seems like one of them's just like a shark man, one of them's like an eel man, but the David Jones has an octopus head and he's a crab body.
So it's
obviously
standing?
A really cool design. Is he standing? Yeah. He's got one normal leg and one crab leg.
Yeah, what the heck?
He's got one little squid hand and one. He's got one little tentacle and one claw hand. So how does he even do anything?
Ew, creaky.
Creaky.
How's that guy even living?
Do you think you'd rather have a tentacle hand or a claw hand?
Claw.
What about you, Craig?
What do I think about David Jones?
What?
Would you rather have a tentacle hand or a claw hand?
Claw hand.
Okay.
Just for the sake of it, I'll have a tentacle.
Okay. No. They're to be different.
No. Yeah, I'd say a claw.
A
claw, like,
cause you could
absolute weapon. Imagine chopping, like, go making dinner with your claw hand. Right?
Maybe so. You use it as a tool as well. Like, you could just use it to like break through things if you need to. You're locked out.
I feel like
break the lock.
I'll still be able to use my technical hand like as a hand, pretty much, but a claw you would not be able to.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah. Okay, Sean, sorry.
Oh, fine, I convinced you. I'll have a claw. I'll have a technical. I'll have two tentacles then, even if I don't have to. I'll just have two.
Yeah!
Yes!
So then, Jack Sparrow comes on to Davy and he's with the heart and a knife pointing at
it's
the
thump,
heart.
It's thump, 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 thump.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if you saw like the heart rate go up because David Jones is now scared.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That's a unique then, one.
I've got all these great ideas, eh?
I know, maybe you should have been the director.
Aye. Stand away, Gore Verbinski. I should have done it.
Yes.
Stand then, away.
That's when Davy stabs Will in the heart.
He's like, Waska!
And then everybody bootstrap attacks Davy.
He starts laughing. He's like, ha ha ha, ha.
Really?
Look at you there.
Oh my god.
So menacing. But yeah, like, that's my son!
Yeah.
Which is like the line, you know, in the fourth Harry Potter when Cedric Diggory dies, he goes, that's my boy! That's my son!
Can't remember that.
You don't remember the bit where Cedric Diggory dies and his dad comes out and goes, that's my boy!
He's shrieking out, yeah, I remember it.
It's an iconic scene.
Right, I maybe need to watch Harry Potter again then.
So now Will is about to die.
He's dying. Elizabeth's trying to keep him alive for as long as he can.
But he's been stabbed in the heart. Like, and he doesn't just stab him. He kind of like stabs it and like wiggles it about.
Yeah.
Like, how does he not die like instantaneously?
And Bootstrap just absolutely leaps at him. And then he pushes Bootstrap to the side. David Jones, he turned around, and then Jack has like pushed Will's hand, put a dagger in Will's hand, and like pushed his hand through the heart, killing David Jones.
Yeah. And then David Jones is like,
yeah.
Calypso.
And he just and falls in the water.
It falls like right into it. It's a cool shot because he like falls straight into the middle of the maelstrom.
Where Calypso is.
And then that's when Calypso. Will dies.
Yeah. Will dies and then Jack and Elizabeth parachute away, which seems a bit of a weird one, but they just like kind of like they make a bit of cloth and just parachute away because everyone else is like, we're getting off of this place now. We're getting like all the rest of the other characters. So at this point, Will is now dead on the Dutchman, and then Jack and Elizabeth are on the Dutchman with him, where every other character is on the Pearl, and they go away at this point out of the maelstrom and leave the Dutchman on its own. Because when Jack and Elizabeth get a parachute away, they escape as it sinks into this big maelstrom. We're like, okay, they did it. They beat the Dutchman.
Yeah.
But then, like, I was watching this, I was like, cool, that's the end of the film. And I like looked at the time, I was like, so half an hour left. Like, what's gonna happen? I was like, oh yeah, because that's like not even that's like the first boss. There's still like so much more to go. Oh, I definitely fight this whole like armada. Was like they had like there's like 1,000 ships at one point, and they're like, oh okay.
Oh gosh, man.
Oh gosh.
And then the people on the ship take Will's heart to put inside the chest.
Yeah.
Because he's the new captain for their ship.
Yeah. A Dutchman needs a captain.
And then all the men turn into humans again instead of fish.
Because they have a new owner who's not evil.
New owner.
Well, he is kind of. He is their owner.
And the captain.
Yeah.
The captain. I am the captain now.
Because they're all slaves to him, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, not slaves.
Well, unless he releases them.
I get the impression, like, that the way that David Jones ran his ship was like, everyone, like, you have to be here. But I reckon if you ran it properly, it was like, because he's meant to take care of people in the afterlife, I'm sure people would, like, want to be on his crew.
Yeah.
To, like, help their passed on people.
Yeah.
And they get, like, good people on the team. So I'm sure, like, Will wouldn't be like, you need to stay here. You're part of the crew. I don't know. My understanding is that Will and Elizabeth are in the fifth one.
Oh.
And then it has another Turner in it as well, but I won't to that at the very end. So yeah, like that is, we now come on to Beckett's ship. It's the big, this massive ship. It's huge. It's like 5 deckers worth of guns or something on the side of it.
And then
they see, then the Pearl sailing towards it, and they're like, hey, well, I got them. We're just like, we'll easily kill the Pearl when a broadside thing. And then the Dutchman comes up as well, and he's like, oh, and the Dutchman's going to kill them as well. Mate, this Black Pearl's going to get absolutely flattened. And then the Dutchman turns, like, so it's going alongside with them.
Uh-huh.
And you see Beckett up top, he's like,
and then they're like, orders, sir, orders.
He's like, just good business.
Yeah.
He keeps saying that. That's his little, like, catchphrase throughout the film. It's just good business.
Why does he not make everyone shoot, though?
Because he knows he's defeated. He's just like, it's not, it's over. But he could have, I think he could have, like, put up at least a bit of a fight if he'd actually shot his guns.
So then the
ship just kind of, like, absolutely falls apart. Everyone's like, abandon ship! But the Beckett stays on the ship. Kind of, like, he's walking along, and as he's walking along, everything around him is just getting destroyed, but, like, his little staircase is fine.
Yeah.
And, like, as soon as he takes his hand off or something, it just gets blown up.
Yeah, he gets blown away.
And then eventually it blows up. And then it's like, he dies. I quite like the way he dies, though, because he just, like, he just gives up. It's like, it feels like a kind of, like, you would almost die that way, like, and you see, he's, like, in shock.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what to do. The situation's bigger than himself. He thought he had so much control, but, like, it's all falling apart.
Yeah. What a shame, Beckett.
Because he got greedy. He had David Jones.
Mm.
And he kept the heart on the ship for absolutely no reason. Makes no sense that he would do that.
Hey, he didn't need anything like that.
Yeah. Stupid. Could you kept it halfway across the world? But then, that's it. They've defeated them. But then, obviously, they still have, like, they look up and they still have to go and fill out the other 1,000 ships. But then the little guy's like, they're retreating!
And everyone goes, yeah!
Yeah! We've done it! He's like, they all throw their hats around. He's like, Mr. Gibbs? Jack's like, Mr. Gibbs, you may throw my hat. He's like, yeah, aye, sir. Throws it. Hey! He's like, now go get it.
Classic,
classic Gibbs, am I right? Crazy. Absolute classic. Do you like Mr. Gibbs, Craig?
Yeah, he's cool.
He is cool. He's like, he's one of the guys that's like, he's in the background. He's like one of the crew the whole time.
Yeah,
there's like five people here.
Huge difference to the film.
Yeah, absolutely, he's really part of the team. Really, a real good part of the team.
Yeah, he's
absolutely really.
And he gives like cool lore sometimes. Like, he just says cool stuff about lore.
Yeah, he does. He puts out a little like, did you ever hear, ladies? Did you ever hear about sea turtles? What do you know about sea turtles?
Yeah. He talks about sea turtles quite a lot.
He does. Yeah, so then now, we didn't even say it, but Will is now on the Dutchman. Like, when they were shooting, he was now the captain of the Dutchman. He's got, like, this massive scar on his chest.
Yeah, yeah.
Where his heart's been cut out. And all the crew are like, and he says, his dad's like, he's like, you're not bound to be servitha with me anymore, but I will stay with you, son, and help you.
Yeah.
But with my own accord, I will help. It's
Thank
nice.
You, bootstrap.
But now we know the rules is like the rules are Will gets 10 years, a decade at sea doing his job as the crypt keeper, but then he gets one day on land every 10 years. So we see like his first of the is he has a day on land with Elizabeth.
Yeah.
He like and they see them like kissing and whatever. So like
mm-hmm.
whatever. They have another day together.
Yeah.
And then
he goes back.
Then Will leaves.
And he goes into the green light.
He vanishes.
And he gives her the heart. Yeah. He gives her the heart.
Yeah.
Like, this is you, Chick. You've always had my heart, but now you have to look after it. Which seems like a lot of
pressure.
A lot of work. Yeah. A lot of pressure. Jeez. We also have we should have established as well that the two idiots from the first film, the two other idiots, they're now in this one again as part of the East India Trading Company. You remember?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
The ones that are guarding the chest.
Yeah, they've just disguised themselves as pirates.
Yeah, they just joined, like, oh, yo-ho, yar, and the guys are like, okay, cool.
Nice.
And they've just randomly joined. So they were part of the British Navy, and then they were part of the East India Trading Company, which is not the same thing, which seems like they are, but they're not. They're totally different. And then now they've just joined this pirate crew for, like, absolutely no reason, but
yeah,
they're on it now.
Yeah, people were looking at them like, what are they doing?
Yeah, because they're, like, obviously not pirates, because they're, like, so clean.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, so then we see on port in Tortuga, Jack is walking along the pier and finds Gibbs, like, passed out on the ground. Mm-hmm. He's like, where's my ship? And then all these ladies slap Jack.
Because he
and then Jack
lied
slaps
to them
Gibbs. Yeah. We didn't lie, though. He was telling the truth.
No, but he lied to them about tons of stuff, though. And then he told them all the truth, and that's why they slapped him.
Yeah.
He's like, your dress is ugly, your face is ugly.
Yeah.
He's like, it's not how you pronounce that word or whatever. Right? It's just a list of random things. It's quite funny. And then we see Barbossa on the thing. Is like, we feel a lot. And then we see the kind of idiots are all like, we feel a lot better if we could find out where we're going. Let's get a peek on the map. We feel a lot better about leaving Jack behind. He's like, he holds up the map and there's a big massive hole in it.
He says that they're looking for a fountain of youth. There's another way to live forever, the fountain of youth. And he opens up the map and it's gone.
But then it cuts to Jack on the little boat with the map.
Yeah, and he's just...
He's like, do-do-do.
Do you remember what the last little line he says is?
No.
Yo-ho-ho is a pirate's life for me.
And he says, drink up, me hearty yo-ho.
Oh, that's it, yeah.
Whoa.
And it ends there.
And then that's where it ends. Oh, but wait, no, there's a post-credit scene.
Oh, yeah.
Which I didn't see because I didn't know, but...
Well, I should have mentioned as well, there was a post-credit scene in the last one as well, which I did watch, but I forgot to mention it. That, like, you know how the dog was on the island?
Yeah.
Got left on the island, the cannibal island. The dog becomes the king of the island.
Oh. No
way. A dog.
So then that's the little dog sitting on the throne. And then we see the dog again in this one. The dog is, like...
working for Jack's dad.
Jack's dad, Captain Teague, who, like, has the key to the pirate. It's cool, because they're, like... They bring out the pirate code, and it's like, as written by Matthew and Bartholomew. And it has the two little old men walking in.
Yeah.
When they bring it out. But I call it. I think they do a good job of doing all this kind of stuff. Like, they kind of
it really expands, just delves into cool things.
Yeah. They make it seem real. I think obviously it's not real because it's like ghosts and zombies and whatever. But then, in the post credit scene of this film, we see Elizabeth with a little boy waiting on the side of the cliff for presumably it says 10 years later. So then they're waiting for Will to come back. Then we see Will board a Dutchman sailing towards them, and then that's where it ends.
How old's the little boy? She's about 10 years old.
He's about 10,
yeah.
So it'd be a bit embarrassing if he was like, he's like 5, and then like, he's just cheated on her. But no, like, it is his son, and that guy, Henry, comes back in the fifth one. He's the main character.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if we're going to do that on this.
No,
or not.
So.
Down the line, maybe.
Maybe one day, but...
But these are the three that have, like, a close place in my heart. They came out in our childhood, so, like, I've got a personal connection to them. The other one's not as much, because the other one came out, like... Well, the one of them came out in 2011, one of them came out in, like, 2018.
Those three are the best.
Yeah. Definitely. So, what's your take on this one, then? Is this one better than the other one, or...?
No, I think number two is better.
How do you rank the three of them?
I think in order. 1, 2, 3.
I think 2, 1, 3.
Okay, so you both think that the third one's the worst one?
No, it's still good. It's not bad. I'm not saying it's a bad film.
Like, I've got it in my head that, like, I think of the two of them as like a
one film. Almost. Yeah, they are. Yeah,
yeah. Like, they're all. I just tend to think of them.
I thought the second one was better than the third one, just because Davy Jones was more like a feared character in it, where in this one he was just kind of like used.
Yeah, and yeah, especially because he becomes like close with the posh people.
Yeah,
yeah. He has absolutely
no cool lines in this one, really, as well.
Yeah.
In Deadman's chest, he's like cool line after cool line. Do you fear death?
No.
Ooh, yeah.
The cat's sitting in the bag now, Mr. Turner.
Wait, so he's not actually Scottish, is he?
No.
He does actually do quite a good one.
He's English.
It's just like an over-exaggerated Scottish accent. Yeah.
The cat's out of the bag now, Mr. Turner. Dead Man's Chest was the only one that won an Oscar.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it's for visual effects, which is fair, because there's a lot of visual effects in the second one. It really works, I think.
Yeah.
I like this film. It's probably the weakest of the trilogy, but then from what I've seen of the other ones, it's definitely better than Stranger Tides. So,
yeah.
So that's just the way it is then, eh? That's just the bloody way it is. We've talked about it as well.
It's not bad.
Talked about how the plan is to make a new one, I think, as well. To reboot the series.
Yeah.
Yeah. With totally new characters and stuff, which I think, I'm on board for. I think, there's just a potential for, some really cool stuff.
It'd be cool for a new generation to experience it.
It's just fantasy stories with a pirate, setting over it.
Yeah.
So I'm on board for it. If they make a good one, if they capture the magic of even if they make it as good as for me Dead Man's Chest is okay, but if they make Dead Man's Chest level of good, I would be like, yeah, this is really good.
Yeah.
I reckon there's no way you can make it as good as Black Pearl.
No.
Which for me, I know you don't like it as much, Louise, but for me that's the best one.
Yeah, it's for me it's the best one too. Okay. Right. Anyway, let's do our reviews then. It's been quite a long rating.
Right. This is actually one of the shorter ones we've done, but
yeah, this isn't too bad actually.
Yeah,
fair.
Right, what do you think then, guys?
Should you go first? It's your film.
Oh my god! Oh my god! I'm going to give this one. I'm going to give this one a 7.2.
Okay.
How about that? Eh? How about that?
Nice.
What do you guys think? Well, you go, Craig. You go next.
A 7.
A 7.
Strong
okay.
7.
Strong 7.
Yeah,
and then Louise,
I'll
what
go
do you
with
think?
7.2.
7.2. 72. Okay.
No, 7 also.
7 also. Okay, so 7.521. Okay. Cool. Let's
help out.
Yeah, so that's that film. Any more comments on the film?
It was a pleasure watching
good.
The trilogy, guys.
Hope you guys watched along. I would be surprised because it is about
so long,
10 hours worth.
That's,
we should have mentioned actually
that
this film
thing.
Absolutely
2 hours
this film
45.
Feels so long.
That's the biggest criticism. It's just so long.
But to be fair, I was watching it and I was like, there isn't really a scene in this that I think could be cut.
The first parts of the start could have.
Yeah, and then they could have cut the whole Singapore storyline pretty much.
Yeah, that's true actually.
Because all those characters kind of get written out of it halfway through anyway.
Yeah.
Very true.
I drink up me hearty joho.
Anyway, dun, 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 dun. I was sad that we finished them, but exciting for new adventures in the podcast.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Another trilogy.
I enjoyed this one though. I'm excited to see what's next. Right, okay, so we'll call it here, review, come back after a little break.
Yo.
Okay, guys, question time. A question just popped in my head a wee while ago. This one came in from a listener. Pretty cool guy.
Okay.
Really cool guy, real cool guy.
His name
is Sean.
Oh, really? Pretty cool, did that.
Pretty cool guy. I've got a big lot of respect for that boy. He asks, you know, in Harry Potter, how the Dumbledore actor dies after the second one and they replaced him, that kind of thing. For my first question is, what, who do you like better out of the old timey one or the new one?
The new one.
Or what do you think about the new one in the Fantastic Beasts films?
I've not seen them.
Okay.
I've only watched the first one.
The one that he's in is absolutely garbage, so I wouldn't bother. But
thank you, Sean.
So who do you think, Louise?
I'm not gonna lie, Mum came in and did speak to me while you were asking the question, so I didn't hear.
So you know in Harry Potter how like after this in the second film or after the second film, sorry, the actor who plays Dumbledore died and they had to recast him. Who do you think is better, the classic one or the newer one?
The new.
I quite like the old guy. He's like, he's absolutely ancient. He's like, hello, Harry Potter.
He was very old.
And 50,000 points to Gryffindor. Whereas the other ones are like, hello there. He's like, Harry Potter, did you put him in the goblet fire?
No, yeah, both of them are good.
They're both good. They got the, both their place. But then my other film is like, see if, like, you think when there's a TV show or a film series or something that's going on, do you think that if a character dies, they should recast them or write them out of the show?
Write them out.
They need to die. I'm sorry.
I
know if it's based off books, they can't really do it because they have to pitch off the books. But, yeah.
Like, think about like in the new Star Wars trilogy, Carrie Fisher dies halfway through it. Do you think
that was that that's only done though because they had but they didn't recast it. They managed to do it because of like technology and they already had scenes from the past.
It looks absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
So I think it's to the detriment. They should have just like everyone knows that she's dead.
Or do it like, well, you know, Fast and Furious with Paul Walker. How like they didn't kill him off, but they played it on heartstrings.
Yeah, just do that. Just do that. Just have a Carrie Fisher being there. It's been a long day.
Wow.
In a car. It's the same exact scene, but just with different people. Yeah. That's obviously quite a poor taste joke, but I think it'd be funny. Right, so that is my question. So your guy's take is they should always be killed off.
Or written off. Like, not if they killed off, but, like, you know what I mean? Move on.
Just like, need an exit.
And then they moved
film.
On. It's like in The Simpsons where, like, Homer gets a character in Itchy and Scratchy called Poochie, and then at one point they stop animating and they're just like, and then Poochie went to space or something, and where he was never seen again.
Dramatic. Because
they want to get rid of him.
Oh man.
What kind of questions have you got there,
right,
guys?
My question is, guys, would you rather have the Force like a Jedi or be able to fly like a bird?
Fly.
The Force, because you can fly with the Force, so.
Yeah, I'd have the Force.
If you really believe.
If you really believe.
Okay. Would you have the Force or Harry Potter magic?
The Force.
Harry Potter magic seems quite cool though. You can repair glasses real quick.
I'd rather have Harry Potter.
Would you rather live? Would you rather go to Hogwarts or go to Jedi school?
Jedi school.
In the temple.
Hogwarts.
Jedi school.
Probably Hogwarts. Because Jedi.
You got lightsaber though.
You do, but you also got a magic wand if you go to Harry Potter school.
You do. But lightsaber can't cut through everything.
Well, you can just you don't need to cut through everything. You can just go Expelliarmus.
Yeah, fair enough.
What if they did a crossover? What if Disney bought Harry Potter?
And also, like your head teacher's Yoda. How cool is that?
Yeah, my head teacher's Dumbledore.
But I'd say Yoda.
Harry Potter. And
you can have Hagrid as your dad.
As your dad.
Imagine it being like, hello there, son. It's me, Hagrid, your big friend Hagrid, Rubius Hagrid.
So who saw it? Was it Dad? So he saw him in Tesco, the guy who played him.
Robbie Coltrane, maybe. He's from Scotland.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah, he actually is.
Talking about Tesco in orbit.
No, I go to Edinburgh.
That's funny. Robbie Coltrane.
Right, he's ready for my questions.
Yeah. Absolutely. You doing your question? I thought it was from a listener.
Oh yes. Oh gosh, sorry, that's embarrassing. These are from Louise. 3, 2, 1. Would you rather have ice cream in a cone or in a tub?
Cone.
Tub. I think cones are a waste of time.
Nah, because I still like to eat them.
Yeah, you eat them.
Yeah, but I'd rather have more ice cream than have a cone.
Like Cornettos when they have the chocolate at the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, Cornettos are different though. I mean, like, if I get like a soft, if you go to an ice cream parlor and like, do you want a cone or a tub? I'm like, tub every time.
Okay, right. Okay, Sean.
So what are you like? Eat a cone.
Oh, a cone.
I have a tub more probably, but that's just for like easiness, but I do like a cone.
I feel like cones are just like absolutely, like you eat ice cream and you're just like, okay, now I'm just going to try and like get the little scraps of the ice cream out of this cone, but the cone itself is just like cracker.
Like a wafer
thin.
A cardboard.
Do you remember that? You know what that's from? Wafer thin.
No.
Never something completely different than Monty Python, when the guy's absolutely massive and he's eating everything. He's like, I'm so full, I'm so stuffed. He's like, would you like a mincer? Just one little after, then I mean, it's a wafer thin. He's like, no, I don't want your mint. And they're like, "Like one please, sir. Eat the mint. It's so good. A little bit of a watcher whistle with the mint." He gives him it. Puts on his tongue and he just explodes. Classic.
Yeah, I can't say if I ever. I don't know what that is, but yeah.
It is actually much more vulgar than I made it sound. It sounds like there's a lot more swearing and stuff in it, but it's very funny.
Oh, man. Okay, you ready?
What, you want more of them? Yeah.
Yeah. Apple Music or Spotify?
Spotify.
Spotify. But I like. Do you guys have Spotify still? Do you? I've stopped.
I've still got. Cause I get shoot this going on, eh? So.
Yeah. So do I. But I don't.
No, I've never had it.
It's really good when if you're like really into your music, then it's really good. But like I'm a podcast boy now. I'll do is listen to podcasts.
I'll listen to music. I've stopped really listening to podcasts. I mean, every now and then I will, but I don't know why.
That's what it comes and goes. It goes on like
I used to listen to podcasts all the time, but now I'm more music.
I love a bit of podcast. Can I go wrong? I suppose because I'm not like commuting as much. Well, I am actually commuting as much, but I'm not like walking around. My commutes are shorter, so I'm not listening to podcasts as much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get me.
Right, are you ready? Would you rather a game with cars or shooting people?
Shooting people.
A game, like a computer game.
For example, would you rather play Forza or COD?
COD.
Probably COD, yeah. Warzone.
Okay, I'd rather play Forza.
I remember you used to play like Mafia 2 and you'd drive around, right? You'd be like,
I just got the remastered version of that.
Craig, you're kidding me. You didn't tell me.
I got it a couple of days ago.
I'm going to play your Xbox every night.
See. You got a PlayStation, so it'll be a bit of a.
I mean, yeah, you can set up the Xbox if you want and you find it.
Okay.
It's not given away. Do we still have it? I thought like the disc drive broke.
I think it broke. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. You remember, like, you got a PS4 and I was still playing on my 360.
Yeah.
I also just grinded away on the 360. I remember sometimes you'd break out the PS2, boot up since I'm sitting around and be like, oh yeah.
I set up the PS2 last summer, but for some reason it was only black and white on the TV. I couldn't get color on it.
Because there's three cables you have to plug in, probably only plugged in two.
No, I plugged them all in.
Or they might be the TV.
Must have put them in the wrong gap, wrong holes or something then.
Yeah, maybe.
Silly
Billy.
Finally.
You must only plugged in one of them right, the other two of them wrong, because it would have at least, it would, I don't know, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Would you rather have a pet goat or a pet pig?
Pig.
A goat?
That's a good question.
Pigs are so smart, and I think they're really cute, actually. Even if they're not, like, filthy, I think they're quite cute.
But so are goats.
Yeah, they are. Micro pigs.
They don't, like, just don't feed them really loads, so they're not, like, absolute chunguses.
Yeah.
So, I presumably, if it's a pet, I'm not going to try and eat it, so I'll just have it, like, feed it like a normal... And apparently, they're much smarter than dogs, so, like, it'd be quite good to have.
So are cats. Cats are way smarter than dogs.
I'd for sure cats have like, a goat.
Why?
Because I love goats. They're literally like dogs, Sean. They are.
Don't they just like cue everything though?
Do they?
Sort of, well, yeah, I mean, it's probably a pig probably would as well.
Not if I had trained it.
You just train a goat.
Yeah, pigs are smart.
Yeah.
Dogs, goats are maybe not so smart.
Sorry.
Goats have like weird little slit eyes as well.
That's a shame. Don't say
but
that.
Their pupils.
Goats.
Have you seen their pupils? Like,
yeah,
their pupils
they are
look
a bit
like a
scary.
Line. Yeah, I don't like it.
Demons.
Yeah, no, they are a bit
demons. They've got demons inside them. I like it. So
yeah,
that looks like I would absolutely say pig. I would say if I had to get any farm animal as a pet, it would be a pig.
I'd probably say a pig. Any farm animal, sheep.
What?
Sheep. Absolutely get bit. You know, no sheep, bit woolly.
It's woolly. Yeah, but imagine you go so woolly, you could just like cuddle with it. It's just like a big fluff ball.
Yeah, but they stink as well, do they not?
If you keep it clean, though, it's like...
Yeah, but you can't, like... I suppose.
Give it a bath.
Yeah, that's what you... Give it a bit of shampoo.
Yeah. Anything will stink if you don't wash it.
Yeah, fair. Right, you want to move on to a little bit of catch-up?
Yeah.
Sean, lead the way.
Sean, do the way? What Sean, do the way?
I said lead the way.
No, okay. This week, I saw Louise. You came up.
Nice. Did you have a good time?
We had a bit of a. We went to Brewdog. You said yeah, it's crap.
No, I said
yeah, woo. Yeah, we went to walked around for a bit, sat in the garden for a bit. So it was raining quite a lot. Obviously, not my fault, but it was a bit annoying.
It was Sean planned it.
I did a rain dance before she came. It was a quite frustrating. I was scared because I've been a bad host, but I hope you had a good time.
kept going. Sorry, guys.
Rain, guys. Oh. Yeah, and we went to went in the back garden for a bit, sat and chilled. Evan was wearing shorts for some reason. And
yeah,
we drove. No, actually, we walked down to town first. Went to Brewdog for a bit. Had some absolute mac and cheese and fries. Pretty good, like.
That was good stuff.
Pretty good, like. And then Poppy got 50% off. Absolute lethal discount.
Thank you, Poppy.
Thank you, Poppy. And then, of course, we then went to Costco after that. Got an absolute 18-inch pizza for only £9. Absolute scrand.
Some cakes,
some brownies.
That's not a bad deal.
Air freshener.
8 inches for that.
8 inches are absolutely massive. It's huge.
Yeah, it was an amazing deal. And the pizza
was six slices. It was like, we opened up and it was like, this is only six slices. Oh my God.
Yeah, the slices were like three slices each.
Yeah, it's the size of your head, each piece.
Literally. So good.
I liked it though. It was so greasy though, oily.
Yeah.
But me and Poppy keep saying like that pizza's better than Domino's pizza, but like it's absolutely a while to go to get it.
No, Costco is only like 20 minutes from
here. If you have a car now, Sean, so it's like
I do have a car, but then like, if I got a Domino's, I just sit at home.
Yeah,
they bring it to me.
Takeaway,
but it's twice as expensive.
I just don't think Domino's is worth it that much anymore.
No, £20 for a pizza is like absolutely terrible.
Yeah,
you just go to like
two for Tuesday, a tenner for a pizza.
Like, isn't that your local kebab bit, and you can get the same pizza for like £7 or something.
Go like the other day, I went to one of my friend's house for a games night, or just a chill night. It was her birthday, and we had a Tycoon, which is like a Thai place. Mm-hmm. And I had this like Thai katsu curry. It was well good.
I like it.
And we had these little dumplings, which I'm used to, whenever I order dumplings, it comes like gyoza, like the kind of moon shaped ones,
yeah,
the crescent moon shaped ones. But like we got these like little dumplings, like little tiny
balls.
Almost like balls, yeah, like cylinders. I just ate them, like absolutely beautiful, and then. We sat and chilled, played a bit of this and that, opened up some games, you know, just chilling at Max and relaxing all cool. And then we, on the weekend, I saw Poppy's family. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, throughout this time, I've been working as well, and in between everything, I have like no free time. All other time, I'm just at work.
Yeah, I saw you playing Call of Duty, Sean, a few days ago.
I did actually play Call of Duty. I lie. But then... Poppy's family came up, and then we saw them. We went to this, like, we sat at home for a bit down at the bottom. Well, Poppy and her family were doing stuff during the day, but I was at work. But when I came home, my perspective of it was as we sat and chilled, had a chippy. I decided, guess what I had from the chippy?
Fish and chips.
You guys don't know me.
State pie.
Oh my God, yeah, of course.
I had two single state pies.
Crikey, how could they get that wrong?
Salt, no sauce. That's what I always get from the chippies.
Even now, though?
Yeah.
That's been like that your whole life.
I don't really like chippies that much.
I quite like the fish, to be fair. I don't like the chips. I don't really like chips that much anymore.
Dude, you had them yesterday.
Yeah, I know. I can still eat them. I just don't really like them that much.
I feel like, for me now, chips are more like of a sauce delivery vehicle.
Yeah.
Like I like mayo or like a bit of barbecue sauce or something like that. Like, the chips just happen to be the thing that I'm using.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nasty.
You could use like carrot sticks to eat, like.
Yeah, it would be a lot better for you. You'd probably definitely.
Yeah, it'd be absolutely horrible, but.
You could use like something that's got flavour, so like cucumber.
Carrot sticks and hummus.
Oh, yeah, that'd be all right. That'd be a lot luck. I like cheese and like, I get in like a, you know how you like a Dairy Dunker, but I make my own adult version of that. Like, I buy like the spreadable cheese and buy a box of Ritz and just dip it in there. Absolutely class. Tasty, like. And then the next day we went on this big massive walk down south, just south of Aberdeen, this thing called Dooney's. It's a nice cliff walk. It was absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you saw that Poppy updated her profile pictures, because that's what it was from.
Yeah, Joe said the water looked so clear.
It was like crystal clear, man. You wouldn't believe it.
That's mad.
It was like Mediterranean, almost Mediterranean.
Mm.
And that was that was it. And I would just, if it's worth mentioning as well, you know, in Pirates of the Caribbean, Tia Dorma, she's the actress is actually English.
Sure.
She's like, oh, right, mate, how is it going? She's from London, I think.
From London Town.
From London Town.
London.
What about you, either of you?
Right, me, Craig. I was in Dundee last weekend. I'll do it as a song again, guys, Sean. I was in Dundee last weekend, and then I came back on the...
No, you weren't, Craig.
Yeah, you've actually broken the like. You have to like think about what you're going to say before you just start speaking.
No, when did I come back?
You came back 2 weeks ago. You weren't in Dundee last weekend.
Was that show? Oh, yeah.
Craig, that's a liar.
I came back like 2 weeks ago, yeah. That was weird. So, been back. Not really done much. been seeing my friends and that, just been chilling, acting all cool. Then, on the weekend, this weekend, I'm going to York. What? Going to York. Yeah. And then, yeah, that's it.
Cool.
Nice.
Cool.
Me, I went to Sean.
And did you?
Then, yeah. And then I got Mitzi.
You tell the same story that I
forgot. Mitzi came over. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's what you were doing on the weekend.
Yeah.
Wait, what, Sean? What story?
Just tell the same story I come to see me, but from your perspective.
Yeah, so we drove all the way to see Sean, and the journey was sunny, storm. We got to Aberdeen. It was raining! Yes! Then we went a walk and had some yummy food, and then we went to Costco and had a great time. And we had pizza.
We did. What did you buy at Costco, Louise? Did you buy anything, actually? It was Evan that bought it all.
Yeah, I bought some cakes for the family.
For the fam? Did you finish your cakes?
I've still got one left, actually. And they
what flavour were the cakes, actually?
Chocolate, toffee, and...
strawberry. Red velvet. Strawberry.
Yeah, red velvet.
Beautiful.
And, yeah. And then I've just been out and about, you know, seeing Chloe, seeing Evan. And then I met up with my friend group for the first time in, like, 6 months.
Oh my god.
Because obviously they live in different areas, and so we met up at the park and we just had a picnic and it was cute. And
I love it.
Yeah, and that's really been basically it.
Lovely. Thanks. And then, is that all we did this week, guys?
Yeah,
I love it.
I thought that was a test. I was like, if I missed something,
is that all we did this week, guys?
Four. That seems like a good answer.
Yeah.
Four. Oh yeah, and four, of course. Oh yeah.
And then
I spoke
to Joe. Joe came to our house, and she said that Joe actually said that she listens to every single one of our podcasts.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for the support.
Thanks. Thank you, Domazov, for support.
Thank you for the support.
Everyone for support.
All
thank
the consistent listeners, thanks for support. It means a million years to us.
And see when we're absolutely, it means a million years. It really means a million years. And I can't believe, once we become billionaires, we're going to give you all £1,000.
Okay.
No, we won't. We'll give you all a packet of Walker's crisps, flavour of your choice.
Oh, what would you see? Out of the three, ready, salted, salt and vinegar, and a cheese and onion, rank them.
Cheese and onion, ready, salted, salt and vinegar.
No. Ready, salted, salt and vinegar, cheese and onion.
Oh.
I'd probably say cheese and onion, ready, salted, salt and vinegar.
Nice.
So,
same as Craig, no?
Yeah, exactly the same, Sean. Well done.
Absolute.
Imagine me, Sean, just shaking your hand right now. Good, great choice.
great choice. Keep it up.
You passed the shot. You just got your degree.
You did it. I'm excited that they announced that new Star Wars TV
show.
Star Wars show
got announced, guys, and then people think there's going to be another show. Star Wars show getting revealed soon as well.
Oh, I can't wait, man. I'm excited for it. It's been a really good episode this week, guys.
It's been good.
Craig, you want to do the socials?
Right, guys, remember to send in your questions, comments, criticisms, praises to the email swanstonchatroom@outlook.com.
No.
swanstonpodcast@outlook.com.
Yes.
And
then also remember you can hit our socials at Twitter, swanston_chat.
Yeah.
And Instagram.
Sure. Never used Twitter ever, but sure.
Instagram, swanson_chatroom.
I don't know if I ever logged into the Twitter, actually. I didn't even bother logging into it. I just made it and then just left it.
I didn't have Twitter. So go on Instagram, answer all the polls that we'll put up throughout the week.
If you like polls as well, guys, head over to All We Do Is Chat on Instagram. The charge of social media over there put up thousands of absolute polls every single week.
I've answered every one of them, so make sure you're doing that, guys.
Real conversation starters, real thinkers.
Mm-hmm. And remember, guys, tell all your friends about us. We are the best podcast on the game. Our dream
our
dream is to one day be the best in the universe. Joe Rogan's asked to be a guest, but we said no.
We said no. We don't like racists.
We don't want that podcast on here because they're not big enough.
Not big. Yeah, exactly.
We only want one person on our podcast, one person only. And that is Aziz Ansari.
Oh, you're gonna just go, and then that is beep. insert listener name here.
Oh my god. Right, Craig, are you gonna tell us?
You're
gonna
do it the next moment, yeah.
Right, guys. In all honesty, though, Aziz Ansari, I don't know why it came in my head, but if you ever want to be on the podcast, just let us know. Right, guys.
I'm sure he's listening.
The episode I picked for next week, it's a very classic. I've never actually seen it. I should have seen it. I know you're like, oh, Craig, you've not seen this film. It is on Netflix, and it is called, based on a Stephen King book, it is The Green Mile.
Oh, I've never seen it either. I want to watch
it.
I've
never seen that.
Yeah, but it's a film we've all of us have never,
seen. I know it's an absolute classic, so...
I heard it is absolutely a classic, so I'm excited.
This will be interesting.
Interesting.
So guys, stay tuned, watch the film, be ready. Send in your questions if you have any questions, send them in. We're not questions in a wee while, actually, guys, being a bit...
That's not true, we get questions every week.
Well, we get questions from Sean, Craig and Louise, that these are amazing questionnaires.
Uh-huh.
Everyone else is like, guys... If you want to be number one podcast, we need number one questions. Send
number
them in.
Yeah,
you idiots.
Number one. That song.
I understand.
You're number one.
Yep. Okay. That'll do it. Catch you later, guys.
Catch you later on. Bye.
Bye.
Drink up, me hearty, Joe Hope.